بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome to Zayd with me, Sister Zainab on IRB English Radio. And so I'm talking about topic is avoiding wrath on Judgment Day. But this is also in the context of what we can do during the holy month of Ramadan to sort of avoid that wrath, because this is what it's about. What extra things can we do, given that this month is so special? Surely there are so many things that will give us sort of, in a sense, extra rewards and will count for so much when it comes to Judgment Day, to the Day of Resurrection. And indeed, for example, Imam Ali said that those who spare others of their evil traits during this month, God shall spare them of his wrath on the Day of Resurrection. And obviously, you can imagine the month of Ramadan, of course, is a month that challenges many of us just that little bit more, or maybe a lot more, depending on our capacity to obviously abstain from food and drink and from other things. So obviously, this is what we need to be thinking about. Are we able to control our tongue? For sure. So the tongue is one of the, in a sense, most dangerous, what we say, organs that we have, even though we think, oh, it's just words. In fact, words can do a lot of damage. And obviously, I'll explain some of the things, for example, we need to be taking great care of. That could be even just not snapping at people. Really sort of, if we're a little bit angry, just not saying anything. And obviously we're always advised if we're angry, if we feel any sort of anger coming, welling up inside of us, if we're sitting, stand up. If we're standing, sit down, or go and make wuzu, for example, just anything like that, or even just move, just leave the premises, go outside, take a walk, anything like that. Welcome back. This is A to Z and IB English Radio. And so I'm talking about what we can do during the month of Ramadan to avoid the wrath on Judgment Day, because obviously this is what we are told we should be doing, as Imam Ali has said. And look, Imam Ali has given us many different points of advice, things that we really should be following. So one thing that's probably quite well known, so Imam Ali has also said that whoever treats an orphan with respect on the Judgment Day, Allah will treat him with honor. And obviously we can extend this so to family. And this is maybe very important also during this month. So Imam Ali said that whoever takes care to strengthen family bonds with relatives, Allah will extend his blessings upon him on Judgment Day. And whoever will cut off his family ties, Allah too will deprive him from his blessings on Judgment Day. And maybe this is something we can take note of during the holy month of Ramadan, because obviously in our more extended family members that we ourselves haven't contacted for a while. And this is something we should probably be thinking about other months during the year anyway. But maybe this is almost worth even just jotting down. Just if you keep a notebook, even just writing down, well, I need to contact so-and-so. Maybe you haven't contacted a particular cousin for a while. Maybe you haven't spoken to one of your aunts or uncles for a while, and so on. And obviously, if you do this, and obviously the reward for that, in a sense, the plus points during this month will be even greater. But this is something we can maybe work on during the holy month of Ramadan. And then obviously, it also probably means just including the family members. So not just contacting them and catching up with them, but obviously if people are able to include them during their iftar meals, then it's even better. And so maybe this is something we could even set as an intention. It could be one intention that we will remember to do this during the month of Ramadan, to make sure that no one has gone sort of unnoticed, unmentioned, unthought of, and for sure in our extended family during this holy month. So inshallah, you gained some extra points and insights from today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.aranradio.ir.